The Pope issued a bull decree, ordaining all Catholics to rise against the Blood Queen's supremacy. He sent a Spanish armada across the Celtic Sea to conquer and release his people from her land of heresy. He dispatched his Jesuit men in black, the cape and sword soldiers of God who would coordinate his sacred attack. But they'd forgotten about the insomniac, that workaholic spymaster, the one they called the Hunchback. His sticky sweet web had caught many a Roman spy. He tortured them to death in the Tower of London, dissecting their litany from lie. King James I issued his own proclamation. He banished all papacy and personage from his Jacobean nation. As like the Earl of Essex and Mary Queen of Scots, the spymaster executed anyone involved in regicidal plots. He catfished for Catholics with honey traps and spiegel snares, tempting all traitors into the lush houses with his fancy libido lairs. Guy Fawkes and his famous five had their swords and souls inscribed with the passion, forged from blood and fire, into God's own fighting assassin. It was in the Duck and Drake that they did so consecrate to kill the king and usurp his dominions back into a Catholic state. But alas, in amongst their midst there knocked a Judas called Monteagle. He'd been busy feeding their titbits of treason back to the king's own beagle. Fawkes was found at the witching hour holding his slow-burning fuse. He wore a pair of fast-riding chaps with some prick-sharp spurs on his shoes. The spymaster had once again choreographed the perfect plot. He'd placed all the stool pigeons over the trapdoors, ready to take their dead man's drop. The spin doctors finished off the story with the aid of Bill Shakespeare. He wrote a couple of smash hits called Macbeth and King Lear. Guy Fawkes and his fellow traitors died with piety, prayer and tear. As they were hung, drawn and quartered, the crowd cried out a mighty cheer. The king had killed so many a mockingbird with just one scoon of stone. He wore his union of crowns so well, while sat upon the Edward's throne.